HarperCollins presents Kings of Avalir, The Forbidden Wolf King by Leia Stone. Read by Vanessa Moyen and Adam Gold. Chapter 1.
You don't have to do this,
my elder brother Cyrus said as he paced the floor of the home I shared with my younger brother, Oslo. Our parents were long gone, and now it was just me and my two brothers. Cyrus was married off with two pups of his own, and little Oslo lived with me. I looked up at him.
Yes, I do. It's mandatory, Cy. The summon says that the most dominant female...
Cyrus cut me off, looming over me with his towering height.
I don't care about the summons. The king will have plenty of wives to choose from. No need to get killed trying to...
Excuse me? I stood on my tiptoes and poked him in the chest. Now it was my turn to cut him off.
You don't think I can win?
Cyrus looked slightly ashamed.
Zara, I trained you myself. I know you are a powerful warrior. But to go against all of the most dominant females in Fallenmoor just to win the king's hand?
Silence descended on the room. I didn't want this opportunity, especially not with Axel Moon. We had a history, one that I tried to forget every summer. Cyrus knew that. But we had received a mandatory order, and I was no coward.
To enter the Queen Trials means death,
my younger brother said from his spot on the couch, looking up at me like a scared little boy. At 12 years old, he could fend for himself if I died, but I was like a mother figure to him. He'd have no one to tuck him in at night or show him the ways of the wolf.
What about the status this would bring to our family? I asked them. The positions of power you and Oslo would get if I won.
My brothers were dominant, but not dominant enough to be alpha of our pack, and yet not submissive enough to be taken care of by its members either. They fought over resources and had to fend for themselves, like most mid-pack wolves. If I entered the trials and won, not only would I become queen of our people, but it would also launch both of my brothers into a place where they were paid dues simply for breathing. The family of the queen wanted for nothing. New furs every winter, food and lodging that was all gifted by the king, and they were given places of honor in the royal woven army. My elder brother crossed his arms and assessed me with his gaze. I was 20 summers old now. He could not deny that I had grown into a woman. I could hold the stare of even the strongest male members of my pack without cowering, and my muscles looked like they'd been carved from stone. I was no longer the little scrappy girl he'd taught to fight by the riverbank. I was third in command of this pack, just under the Alpha and his second. That was no small feat for a female.
Zara, if you win, you would have to marry King Axel. Are you okay with that, after your history together?
He asked.
What history?
My little brother piped up.
You don't need to know.
Cyrus and I both shot back. I swore I could still feel Axel's lips on mine when I closed my eyes at night and thought about those two summer months at the Dominant Wolves training camp when we were 15. My first love. Or what I thought was love when I was just a little pup. I was basically a mother to my little brother, even then, constantly weighed down with the responsibilities of household duties. Axel had been a breath of fresh air. I hadn't known he was the prince at the time. I lived in a tiny village far from Death Mountain, where the royal court resided. We'd laughed and talked for hours, kissed under the moonlight and danced until our feet felt like they were going to fall off. For 2 months straight, I ate, drank, and breathed Axel Moon. It was only when his elder brother caught us making out that last day of camp that I realized who he was. And everything came to a crashing halt. I could still remember the fight they'd had right in front of me.
I love her, Axel had told his brother. You don't love women like that, Axel. You bed them and move on to someone more suitable from Death Mountain. You're a prince. Start acting like one. Let's go, before someone sees you.
I'd been crushed. Axel had spoken of a future together, of wanting to visit me and me him, of one day wanting to marry me. I'd expected him to tell his brother to eat dirt, but instead, he'd lowered his head and walked away without another word. He just left.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?